Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live, in which I answer your burning questions about channeling, ascension, spiritual evolution, star races, dragons, and everything that interests you, really. Remember that you can submit your questions if you have any, and that we will answer them at this time, during this live show. Also, I have a very, very good news. Many of you have expressed the desire to receive the replays of these weekly episodes directly in their emails, and also to receive reminders so it is easier for you to remember to join me live and be present here. Thank you so much for joining live. If you are here, please let me know. You can type in the chat and we can keep this interactive, as I love being here for you. So after this episode, we will post a link below, and I want you to sign up to receive the reminders of these weekly sessions. Therefore, it will be easy for you to simply reply to that email with your question, and you will receive as well the replay of this episode, as me and my team work afterwards to make sure that everything is sent on time. So you might wait 24 to 48 hours to receive the replay email, but it's wonderful because literally every week we can go deep on a subject that interests you. And this is offered by the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Remember that the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is actually a non-for-profit. And this non-for-profit is here to help you, to help humanity remember the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality. How to channel our soul, how to channel the source of light, life, our spirit guides, and that therefore this non-for-profit is here to share as freely and openly as possible with as many people that are ready to receive what it is that we share. So the more you join, the more you like, the more you comment on these episodes, the more it helps us spread more of the messages that we share. So if you enjoy what it is that we share, remember to subscribe to this YouTube channel. Remember to comment below the episodes. Remember to share what makes you happy, what's helping you during your awakening process, during your ascension journey. Share that with your friends, with your family members. Also, if you want to have your question answered, please remember to send an email at info@sandrines.com. But when you have joined the list, it will be so easy for you because you can simply hit the reply button to do so. Today, we have received a question from Karen, and Karen asks, what's the roles of the planets, the stars, the celestial bodies, alignments, and how they affect humanity and Gaia in the time of ascension to higher dimensions? I absolutely love this question, because this is something that we can all relate to. So many of us, as we go through awakening processes and as we embrace ascension journey, we start listening to astrologer and other people who share what's going on with the planet. And you might follow people on Instagram like I do, or maybe here on YouTube, and you receive all of this, like, oh, we have these planets in retrogrades, we have this special conjunction, we have this portal happening, and they describe what's going on. And so here I'm going to share with you from different dynamics. It is lovely to see you here, Yancy and Tracy. Thank you so much for commenting. It's really, really lovely. And so this question is an excellent question. As the Arcturians say, the Arcturians that I channel and trans-channel, they say all questions are very good questions, because from what you share, we pull on threads that serve everyone. It is absolutely wonderful. and very empowering to know what's going on with the stars, you know, with the planets. So yes, I also like to follow every now and then astrologer and so on. Saying that, the maps of the planets are very present and very, how can I say, like aligned and consistent all the way up to the sixth dimensions. You know, the sixth dimension is the dimensions of architects, is the architecture of the quantum. This is how they decide, like where it's decided, like the kind of architecture that is influencing different star systems, right? So when we move beyond the sixth dimension into the seventh dimension is way more embodiment of unified field and creator consciousness. So I'm sharing this with you because to me, it is extremely important to use astrology as a way to empower ourselves, as a way to release a guilt about, oh my goodness, you know, like what's wrong with me, blah, blah, blah. We look at the planetary alignment, we look at our chart, we look at our human design, and it was like, oh, this makes sense, right? So a lot of us, we have been feeling pretty fried with the planetary alignment that just happened with two full moons in Capricorn that just follow many solar flares that are again coming up, and our Lionsgate portal is officially open and so on. It's like, you know, to be honest, for many years now, it's just one planetary alignment after solar flare, after portal, after a planetary alignment. There is always something going on, right? And I don't know about you, but generally speaking, when I read what astrologers say, it's most of the time is like, what? Two themes. Let go of the old, you know, surrender, release, heal yourself, be present with yourself. And the other theme is, you know, create your dreams, you know, manifest your highest timeline, believe in yourself, be there for others. And then these two themes, they just come and go. But generally speaking, this is what it says. When we want to go more into details, we can listen to astrologer. And I did for many years. But then I realized, well, it is not necessarily super needed because I'm doing that anyway. And not that I've reached much higher level of consciousness. It's like, yes, the planets can explain why I feel this way, why it's so intense, but then what? You know, then what? So to come back to the question, what is their role in the ascension process? The architects within the sixth dimension create very specific planetary alignment in co-creation with the consciousness of each planet, each star system, each galaxies, right? Everything is perfectly organized. There is no mistake ever. Everything is there to serve us and to serve other galactic beings that are also on an ascension journey. Because it is not just humanity. Our entire galaxy is ascending. And this ascension process is being supervised by the Andromedan galaxy, right? So our entire, let's say, solar system, to keep it small here, our entire solar system is ascending. And yes, every single planet is a consciousness. Earth has a consciousness. The consciousness of Gaia is the most evolved consciousness of this realm. Why? Because literally Gaia creates everything that's here, right? Like there would be nothing if Gaia wasn't creating, wasn't giving everything that makes us able to create. Like, for example, if I see my glasses, it's like, oh, it doesn't come from Gaia. But yes, like literally all the ingredients and materials and, you know, like chemical components that make my glasses, they all come from Gaia. There is nothing that doesn't come from Gaia. Yes, we have meteorites and things like that. But you know what I mean? Gaia is the most ascended consciousness in this realm. And so Venus, Mars, the moon, everything is consciousness. There is nothing that is not consciousness, you know? So these consciousness are more or less evolved, but generally speaking, when a planet is round and creates life, it means that it is already extremely advanced. It went through many different pathways of evolution in previous timelines, in timelines that were before this Big Bang, as we would call it, before. And these planets, like, were such evolved consciousness that they had the option to completely dissolve themselves into, you know, source consciousness, or to become birthers of new realities. And so this is what they are. So the planets are consciousness that co-creates with one another for the purpose of ascension. And this happens through the quantum, through telepathic connection. So yes, of course, every single planetary alignment, every solar flare, every portal, every gateway is here to help humans, but also plants and animals, crystals and rocks ascend. Ascension is really the expansion of consciousness. So it is absolutely wonderful and exciting to know, isn't it? Because yes, we might have like the typical Mercury retrogrades happening, and everybody's like, oh my God, Mercury retrogrades. But you know, keep your power. You know, if Mercury is retrograde, oh yes, this could explain why technology is a little bit tricky at the moment. But like, we know that, and then what? We keep on living, right? We keep on choosing empowerment, joy, creativity, confidence, courage, and so on. And at times when the planets are here to promote slowness, because a lot of them are in retrograde, for example, which is more like an inward movement, when we are aware of that, then we can focus more on energy into resting, into contemplating life, into doing less. When there is a more proactive movement coming from the planet, this is when we can choose and decide to take more aligned action, to push more, to get what it is that we want in life, you know, to find this level of creation that is being, you know, birthed into our being and that we want to share with the world. So, like, personally, honestly, I don't really follow the stars that much. When there is really a lot of intensity happening in my life, then I check and I'm like, oh yeah, that explains this. But that's pretty much it. I do not organize my life around planets. I do not organize my life around anything at all. I follow the guidance of my heart and my high council of light. Saying that, I notice recurring themes for me. So, for example, it's been very clear that this time of the year, it's actually starting June for me, June, July, August, are always some of the most potent months of the year when it comes to connecting with the Arcturians and the Sirians, more specifically, and obviously White Lions, to receive direct downloads about my service on this planet, about the body of work that I channel, that I share with others, how I can, you know, increase my consciousness. So generally speaking, I receive a lot of cosmic surgery and it is pretty intense. So yes, I know that. So I prepare the month of July, I light it up. You know, it's like not too busy, not too full. I can rest. And then Lionsgate portal peaks and it's like, ooh, yay, like the release. And then there is the stabilization of a new timeline because this is the galactic new year. So it is interesting to know. So what I would love to encourage you to do is to tune into your heart and find the highest level of excitement that you have towards one method, one discipline, one thing that you can learn or another. Because I learned about astrology like when I was a teenager, I started reading books. You know, like a lot of us, I never went really deep into actually studying through courses and things like that. But I've read a lot. I've had my theme done a multitude of times. And it has really helped me understand myself more, as well as releasing guilt. And I'm also very fond of human design and gene keys. So I love this question that Karen asked about the role of planets and other celestial bodies into ascension process, because it's like a little bit like all of them are here to help us refine our soul alignment and our connection with our unique soul blueprint. For example, if we think about Venus, the way that Venus is going to co-create with us personally and individually, it is going to help us to open up the field to love. But what is love? Love is like love for humanity, love for ourselves, love for a partner, love for our children, love for our family, depending on where it is placed in our theme, in a natal chart, or as well as the current transit, then we can, you know, place our attention somewhere. I know many people who are really following the planets and actually love witnessing that because they do it in an empowering way. They do it by placing their energy more precisely in one area of their lives or another. So I follow a couple of astrologers and they are really good at saying, look, if this planet is in this house, look into this, you're going to feel it more. If this planet is in that house, I would just suggest that you avoid doing these things. And it is just a really good roadmap. It can be used as a compass. And when we place it for humanity, we can see general tendencies. For example, one of the astrologers that I follow had made a post about the fact that she knew 100% that Joe Biden was going to drop from the election in the United States because she studies his chart and she's like, there's no way that this guy can stay in the race right now because of this transit. And she said that before and then she was right. And so it's kind of like interesting, you know, and many astrologers also look at the past and they would say, for example, oh, during World War II, there was this particular alignment that is also happening at this time. So this is what we could expect. And again, I used to listen to that a lot because it gave me a sense of empowerment and reassurance until it did not. Until I felt that, you know what, rather than listening to this 20-minute video, that 1-hour video, I would much prefer channel and be in silence in my own space and co-creating a new reality because the way I work is that I channel from ninth dimension, you know, my High Council of Light, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, they are ninth dimension. I am now deep into the vortex of downloading and co-creating with alternate versions of cells that are much more ascended than me. So one lives in the seventh dimension and the other one is in the ninth dimension. And this is so freaking revolutionary and precise. To me, you know, following astrology is not that relevant any longer because I get way more excited with other things. But of course, there is absolutely nothing wrong, again, with doing that. It can bring such level of empowerment, again, release of guilt and release of a stress, hopefully, because I don't know if you, let me know if you relate to this, but quite often, you know, if you listen to astrological predictions and things that are going on, it's pretty scary, right? It's like, oh my goodness, you know, all of these things are happening. It's wild, blah, blah, blah. You know, what's going to happen with humanity? What's going to happen with me? I don't know. And if, you know, listening to astrological predictions and what's going on in the world from that angle, if it brings more stress and anxiety to you, I would highly recommend that you simply don't listen. Because remember that channeling is the art of receiving and giving information. So when we plug ourselves into a field of information, this field of information is going to have an impact on us. So if you listen to astrologer that gives predictions of doomsday scenario because the planets say so, I would highly recommend that you don't listen to that because they tap in the architecture that goes all the way to the sixth dimension, but Earth vibrates at seventh dimension right now, not anymore at fifth dimension. Fifth dimension is just the starting point because fifth dimension still resides within the duality of separation, of very like contrast and pain and suffering. When we reach seventh dimension, we have alchemized that. So in the fifth dimension, we start perceiving the unified field. We choose love as a guiding force. And as a nation, as humanity, as one, we can finally be considered a freaking civilization because right now we are not even a civilization, right? Because we use our resources to destroy each other. So in the fifth dimension, the whole of humanity is going to use their resources to promote and support life. this is not happening at the moment. Believe it or not, there is a huge amount of people that are now anchoring fully into the fifth dimension. And I share this a lot with my students at the moment, because this is really important to realize, is that we can already live in the fifth dimension of our heart portal, even if we don't have our holo shit sorted, even if we are not fully, you know, like a multimillionaire babe traveling the world and living in Bali or Tulum half of the year. No. We can live in the fifth dimension if we choose love as a guiding force, if we have already healed and alchemized huge amount of density, and if we are basically on mission, if we embody our soul mission. So I'm sharing this with you because astrology is very beneficial and important during the awakening process on the 4D bridge that is anchored in the 4D bridge. And it can also be used into the fifth dimension. But once we start elevating our consciousness in co-creating with our soul, with our alternate versions of selves that live in high level of frequencies, as well as our spirit guides, our high council of light, then we can see that as belonging to a certain architecture of the old earth, the way the old earth is going. And so therefore, it is a little bit narrowing and constrictive. So there is one astrologer in particular that's popping into my mind. Her name is Pam Gregory. And I really love listening to her because she really educates herself a lot on the influence of dwarfs, planets, and like smaller celestial bodies or bigger celestial bodies. So basically, I had a feeling, and I have goosebumps as I share this, which is always very strong indication that there is an alignment there for me. I really love listening to her because she goes very deep into explaining the chart, but also into weaving mythology, weaving galactic knowledge, galactic intelligence, and kind of like the new wave of the ascension process. She's very aware of the ascension process. She's very connected to high level of frequencies. She channels a lot herself, even if she doesn't say so, and she has amazing guest speaker on her platform. So Pam Gregory is really, really an astrologer that is she has this forward thinking that I really embrace, okay? So the planets, yes, they have a huge influence. So basically, they kind of like create an architecture for ascension because they know, for example, that humanity needs to purge a lot of density. So they might create cycles, they're going to create cycles and other dynamics that might be very intense for us humans, but that are here for us to purge. So the last two moons, full moons in Capricorn, had this effect for a lot of cardinal signs like myself, because I'm Capricorn, right? And so I felt it very strongly, not so much the first full moon, but the second full moon, like my neck got completely blocked. It's just slightly getting better. I just went to the chiropractor this morning and he said, you need to come back in 3 days. And I was like, okay, sure. But, you know, I was like completely fighting some kind of illness, which is actually when we have cold and flu symptoms and big tonsils, it can simply be, you know, a proof or like a sign that we are undergoing massive upgrades. And so therefore, I felt it a lot more. And it is really good to know what's going on because it gives me reassurance. So because we are multidimensional beings and we exist in this reality, and now the 4D bridge is open, so many people have anchored into the fifth dimension. So if you want, it's like when we anchor more and more into the fifth dimension, we have access through the 4D bridge to the third dimension, and we have access through the 6D bridge through the seventh dimension, right? So we can have this like really broad spectrum of frequencies that we feel. Because remember that ascension in physicality is something quite new for us, okay? Especially when it happens on a planetary level. So if we can receive the assistance of the planets on a conscious level, like, why not? Why not, right? Because it is highly beneficial. If it gives us strength, if we are empowered, if we can release guilt, if we're like, oh my God, this is why it's happening, then let's go for it. But also never allow yourself to feel limited and to drop in fears because of whatever prediction is out there. because the veils between dimensions are very thin right now. It is very easy to quantum leap in your realities. And so therefore, if you choose love as a guiding force, if you follow your heart, if you channel your spirit guide, your soul mission, then you're going to kind of quantum leaps in your realities where you are not so entangled and intertwined with whatever is happening outside of yourself as a huge influence. And here it's interesting because as I share this, my guide said that it's actually a very important point to remember is that as we grow as sovereign beings of the light, we remember that we are sovereign beings. So first, what happens is that very often on the 4D bridge, in the fourth dimension, we do a lot of healing and purging and shadow work, right? But once we have done a lot of that, we feel that there is something more. We know very well that this there might be a lot that's remaining, but it's not so much of a big package. And I work a lot with students like that. You know, my students in the Portal program, as well as IRIA, Ascension School of Channeling, they have already done a lot of healing work. So they are not interested in, again, you know, poking the wound, poking the trauma and all of this, like it's like, no. This is a tiny thing in my huge blueprint, and I want to experience a different way of ascending. And this is why where I come in, right? So we are sharing this with you because astrology comes as a very important tool during our awakening process as we release tension, as we release density, as we release wounds and trauma. So I really want to encourage you to really dive deep if you are in this process. If you're in this process of, you know, releasing trauma, of really working on yourself, astrology is extremely supportive. Once we feel like we have done a lot of that work and we want to ascend through embodying our high frequency soul mission, then we can co-create with the stars in a proactive way into feeling, for example, as some of my friends do. It's like, oh, there's going to be this planetary alignment or this is happening now. So I'm going to launch this product, or I'm going to travel the world, or now is the time to buy a house, because this is literally how the planet can help us. So if this is something that interests you, follow people. Like, again, I really highly recommend Pam Gregory. I watch her on YouTube here. She's amazing. I love this. So embrace my destiny. So I'm just going to show this. Do you have recommendations for how we can channel for ourselves to hear intuition, heart and soul? Thank you. I think you answered this by saying find your highest excitement. Yes. Yes. And also channeling is something that everyone needs to learn how to do that, because everybody channels, only we don't know what we channel, right? We can channel all sorts of, like, you know, negative field of information out there. This is why I have four different platforms where you can do that. So I learned the art of channeling, and usually it takes months to just even scratch the surface. But saying that, when you start learning with me and my High Council of Light, you have results straight away. But channeling is an art. If you want to create beautiful piece of art like this, yes, like some people are born artists and so they can create that very quickly. But generally speaking, people train and people practice, right? So this is why I train other people. So yes, I would just love if you enjoy channeling, just get in touch with me, because there is a program for everyone, right? This, like, we start with a membership all the way to like a 1 year Ascension School of Channeling. So this is really something for everyone. And again, it is an art, so it can take time to learn to master. But as you work with me, you see results straight away. Okay. I love that you relate to this, Yancy. I follow my heart. I follow my heart to know if it doesn't stick, let it go. So astrology just felt like I was forcing myself to be interested. I love this. This is great. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, also, Tracy, recovering from a cold and your neck has been very messed up over the past month or so. Oh, and I love that you love Pam Gregory as well. Yes, she's extraordinary. So here we have a great question from Tracy. How might we stay in the frequency of love when there doesn't seem to be any support of our love around us from humans or spirit guides? This is such a powerful question that I'm sure that a lot of people will relate to. I would love for you to embrace this question and to really bring this question in the intimacy of your heart. I want to share with you that since I was a little girl, I would ask these questions to myself and to my mom. And my mom would tell me, oh, darling, we are not supposed to love everyone. Really, some people are really unlovable. And I would be kind of like, this is really weird. And I would have also this question because I would see so many wars. And I was like, the world is doomed. We are doomed. Like, there's always one retaliating, always like revenge kind of thing happening on planet Earth. So how can we love everyone? And I would just ask people, I would ask my heart, how can I love more? And to this day, this is a question that is still present. How can I love more? This does not come from the mind. It comes from the heart. It's a feeling. I would love to invite you, everyone that relates to this very, very good, open, vulnerable question. When you don't know how to love more, when you don't know how to open your heart, when all that you witness around is like bad things and meet people and trauma and things like that, create some distance. And you witness that. It's like, okay, I'm just curious to know how I can love more people, how I can love myself more, how I can love humanity more, how I can be more of service. Because this question is going to come as an answer through the feeling of feeling it. We learn to love more because we desire to love more, because we choose to love more. So, for example, this is, if we bring it into a mental process, we know very well that, you know, a lot of horrible people that we qualify as horrible people out there creating, you know, trauma and, you know, like doing so many horrible things to other people and children and things like that, they are horrible. It's like literally, we would say they're even inhuman. And we know very well that the vast majority of them have experienced trauma all their life, literally. So all that they do is to reproduce that. So there is never an excuse for that, because there's always a conscious choice that people, you know, take into, you know, inflicting pain to others or not. But for a lot of people, it's become like a survival automated response. And of course, we have all the psychopaths that had a really good life and just still decided they became psychopaths. I'm not going to answer because that's a really big field. I can explain the reason of everything. But right now it's like, there is a place for compassion. There is a place for forgiveness, but that can only happen when we place that for ourselves first. So how much do we love ourselves? How much do we feel compassion towards our own self? How much can we forgive ourselves for not being a perfect human, for having this financial situation, for feeling that we are not doing anything good to help others with our lives, for feeling that really, we said something really mean or bad, or we did this in the past. It's like, start with yourself. Place more compassion, forgiveness, and love in the field for yourself. And the more you do that, the more you are going to activate your angelic nature. And next thing you know, when you look at the atrocities and all of these unlovable people that before you used to hate and you used to judge, it's not going to be as charged anymore. I share this with you because this is what I'm experiencing. And it does not come from a mental process, because if I'm to think about it and if I'm going to drop into my frequency into like the dragon that wants revenge and I want to destroy things, I'm going to be like, well, you know, I want to fight back. But actually, as I drop more and more into my sovereign heart, into the field of love, there is so much distanciation that is created that I have compassion for myself, I have forgiveness for myself, I have love for myself. And this gets present and extended through the electromagnetic heart, through my heart field. And therefore, I find that I'm a lot less judgmental towards others. I have so much compassion for others. I have so much more forgiveness to give. And at times when I don't know how to feel it, when I don't know how to give it, when I don't know how to love, I just leave it at that. I could look at someone or at a situation and I could feel, I really have no clue how I can experience loving compassion and forgiveness for that person or for this group of people. But I will leave it at that. My choice is to possibly find it one day. Please God, please my soul, please my angels, help me feel more love. And even if I don't love them, because it's really challenging to love horrible people, at least there will be enough distance that I don't judge, I don't discriminate, and I don't bring a lot of my kind of like, I'm the judge, they are bad people, this is what they deserve, which is also very depleting of energy, because when we want to inflict pain, when we inflict judgment, when we refuse to share compassion and forgiveness to others, we do that to ourselves. Because this is an infinite quantum. So what we do outside of ourselves, we do to ourselves. What's above us is also within us and below us, all of these things, right? So if you don't know how to love other people, how to love certain groups of people, start with yourself, ask God, ask your angels, ask your soul to show you the way. This intention, this placement of your consciousness only will change everything. And again, one day you will wake up and you will realize that all of a sudden there is no more charge around judging other people and hating other people. Okay, so thank you very much for this beautiful question. And when it comes, I can read again this question. To stay in the frequency of love where we don't feel, when we don't see that there is any support or love around us. So no support for humans or spirit guides. You know, coming from this angle, they say it is the same thing. How can you be the angel of your human? How can you support yourself more? How do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you're an extraordinary human being, that you are highly intelligent, loving, clever, giving, compassionate? Do you believe in yourself as such? Are you your best friend? Are you your mentor? Are you your healer? Are you your teacher? Are you your angel? Or are you the judge of your human? Do you condemn your human continuously? Have you stopped believing in yourself? So believe in yourself and support yourself more. Because there is a placement of our consciousness that happens when we see ourselves in a certain way. And when we choose to see ourselves a different way and choose to see the world a different way, it comes from the reticular system, you know, in our brain, actually. We are going to perceive things that have been pre-programmed in our brain. So if we perceive scarcity, if we think that there is not enough money in the world, this is what we're going to see. If we think that these people have a lot of money and there's a lot of money in the world, there's enough for everyone, this is what we are going to see. There is no such thing as there is one way, this is black or white, or this is like, this is good or this is bad, this is true or this isn't true. Everything is neutral. Everything is a placement of our consciousness. So be very mindful of how you place your consciousness upon an experience. Do you really believe that you are unsupported? When you look back, can you really prove 100% that you have always been unsupported? I would highly believe that this cannot be proven. Actually, the proof that we are supported are everywhere. If you look at it every single day, you can receive 1,000 signs that you are supported by your spirit guide, by God, by the planets, by the universe. Because this is, it is not, so they say, it is not even a question of being supported. It is a question of being part of the whole, being part of creation. And as part of creation, we receive and we give as much as everyone else, as much as we are able to receive. So a lot of the time, if we feel unsupported, it's because we are not aware that we are blocked around receiving. So check, how do you receive? Do you receive compliments easily? Do you receive gifts easily? Do you have always to give away things, to make excuses for like, oh no, I shouldn't be receiving this, or so on? Or like, do you receive? Oh, thank you, thank you. How do you receive? Because the more you can receive, the more you feel supported. Also, you can really use this as an exercise, you know, coming like circling back to the theme of today, coming from the question around, you know, like the planets and celestial bodies. It's like, use that. Listen to Pam Gregory, listen to Astrologer, and use that as a proof that you are supported, because the planets are supporting you in your ascension journey by bringing up to the surface what needs to be alchemized, and by creating certain pathways of accelerated evolution in certain areas of your life at different times of the year, so you can place your energy there to have faster, greater results and quantum leap realities, okay? If we feel unsupported or not does not make any difference to the fact that we are supported. It only reduces our ability to receive, to create, to feel empowered, to feel loved. Okay? Thank you very much. So remember that I would love to invite you to join the portal. It's my program to teach you how to amplify your channeling abilities, to elevate your personal life, as well as your soul mission. In the portal, we meet 3 times a month, right? 3 times a month, twice. It's for live classes, master classes with activation, cosmic surgery, and so on. It's always around a theme. So one is all around personal life, one is all around soul mission. And then we have a mentoring session when I'm here for you, and I always channel from the High Council of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry to help you on your ascension process. The portal is open. You can sign up for 6 months or for 1 year. It is absolutely extraordinary and super powerful. Now, if you want to channel one-on-one sessions, if you are a healer and a light worker and you want to move beyond simply doing Reiki or kinesiology or other healing methods, you need to learn how to channel with me and my High Council during a 3 months intensive Ascension Channel Certification Program. Is here for people who know that they are here to serve others during the awakening process, to really provide and craft extraordinary channel healing sessions in co-creation with the spirit guides, not only their spirit guide, but the spirit guides of their clients. So I train people to do that. And this year it's going to happen during a 3 months intensive, and that intensive include 2 weeks in Bali, 2 weeks retreat in the sacred bush land of Bali. It is so freaking epic. We went already there this year with a small group, and oh my goodness, the frequency is very high. And if you sign up now before the end of July, you are going to benefit from the first release price. Okay, that's for a limited number of people. After the 31st of July, the price will go up by $1,000. And then later on, the price will again go up. So at the moment, you can sign up for only $5,000 US. And this is a certification process, 3 months intensive, including 2 weeks in Bali. So it's a no-brainer. And I will highly encourage you to join this program if you're a healer, if you're a light worker, and you know that you are here to love people, help people, bring people up, to elevate them, to help them, to channel extraordinary healing sessions with galactics, with dragons, with Gaia, with the fairy realm. Like the sky is the limit, right? So this extraordinary program is open for enrollment. You know where to find me. Send me an email. Send me a DM, you know, if you want to follow me on Instagram, and I will be so happy to share this with you. Thank you so much. Remember to sign up after this episode to our list so you can be reminded when I go live, so you can be reminded to send me your question, and you can also receive the replay of this episode. And this is for all of you listening to this on the podcast, as this episode is then shared on my podcast. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being such a star, such an extraordinary light worker. Thank you for sharing happy birthday for my Joy. Joy, come, show yourself, because you're very, very cute. And people love you. So this is my little Atlantean wolf, Joey. And he just turned 3 2 days ago. Joey. Joey's exhausted. Joey's got allergies. So he needs to go to the vet to have a shot. It's very itchy right now. Hey, Joey. He's like, what the hell? We're sleeping. We're matching. He's so black, like mama's jersey. Okay. Thank you all for watching. I send you lots of love, and I hope to see you next week again for another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live, where I answer your burning questions. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.